Hi guys, welcome to the episode. I thought a moth flew past.
Welcome to Hotel Transylvania,
Jonathan.
Bloody Jonathan.
Welcome to a special Halloween episode of
episode 10
of Bollywood Glass. Episode 10, and do you know how many followers we have? 20,554.
Divided by 20,554 and add about 10.
10 is generous.
Oh, I had 4.
Yeah, you're about right.
I'm one of them.
I'm 3 of them.
Shit.
No, we don't have... We get more listens than we get followers, so I'm guessing the followers will come after the listens. But you guys don't need to know that, you just need to follow.
Maybe they don't like us.
Yeah, they probably don't. I just do this to keep myself sane.
So do I.
And you need a hobby, don't you?
No, I just do this because I've got nothing else to do.
Right.
If I found something else to do, I'd rather do that.
Okay, that's a bit sad.
No, it's not true. I'm just joking.
No.
No, I genuinely do this because it's like, it's fun.
I want to get other people on.
It's like something I can do. And like, I'm fine with it.
And you're good at it.
Yeah, I can just yabble on.
Yeah. So for episode 10, we're going to do a quiz. Bollywood quiz.
I am so much excited.
But the special guest, I teased this in episode 9. We're going to have a special surprise. We've got a special guest with us today. We've got...
Ayla, Jadu.
We've got Hrithik Roshan here today.
Ayla, Jadu.
So we're going to interview him for a short while.
Ayla.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we're going
to do. I don't want to talk to him. Okay, you've got funny thumbs.
I talk to him, it's fine.
No, it's fine. Get rid of him.
So Hrithik Roshan, are you planning on making any new movies?
Nay.
Why not?
Shit.
What? You're acting.
Scripts.
That's what happens when you stick to your dad's production company.
Bloody Mohenjo Daro.
Hrithik, are you gonna make Mohenjo Daro too?
Nah.
Why not?
Everybody drowned.
At the end of Mohenjo Daro?
Big flood.
In the movie?
Camera's gone.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Do you not remember the end of Mohenjo Daro? Hrithik, don't worry, I'll cover for you here, man. I want a chance to speak too.
No, I don't think I watched the ending.
Yeah, no, they do the thing with the saving and then the dam falls in it and then everything drowns.
Okay.
So the land of Mohenjo Daro is now underwater. Yeah, it's a true story.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I think that's why he can't make a sequel. He doesn't want to make a sequel. He's finished the story there, man.
Oh, okay, makes sense.
Can't make a sequel of Mohenjo there.
Mohenjo Daro prequel?
No, we're not going to make it. What's the prequel going to be? How you make castle?
By his dad?
That's silly, man. Who's dad?
Hrithik's dad.
Hrithik doesn't know. He doesn't even know who his dad is.
Huh?
No. Hrithik, what happened to your voice then?
He has a bit of hit you, I think.
Ah.
So, Hrithik, can you show us your thumbs?
Yeah, look.
How is it living with 3 thumbs?
It's 2, man.
You got one on the other hand.
Oh, right. Oh, I think my 3 on one. Hey, lad, Jadu.
Why have you come to England? Are you getting married? Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Who? Is it Kangana?
Bloody Kangana. She's lost her mind.
Oh no, Hrithik just jumped out the window.
I think he was so fed up with your questions. Why'd you have to mention Kangana like that?
Oh, it's my fault. I'm sorry. So next time when we get Amitabh Bachchan on, and we will, I'll make sure I keep the window closed when I ask him about Rekha.
Fine.
Okay, before we start the quiz, let me tell you, I watched a Netflix movie called Ratatouille here, which was a family whodunit. You know what whodunit is?
A mystery in it?
Yeah, like a mystery, a murder.
It's a what's the French dude called? Poirot.
Oh, Hercule Poirot, yeah. A bit like that. But this is Nawazuddin Siddiqui as a cop.
Okay.
I've got a Hercule Poirot book there.
That's fine.
Made on Orient Express.
Yeah, they made a whole movie out of it.
Did they? Oh yeah, they must have.
Johnny Depp?
Nawazuddin. Was he Hercule Poirot?
No.
Oh. So Nawazuddin was a cop in Ratakili here. And the movie was so slow-paced. It was like...
What do you mean so slow-paced? How slow-paced can a film be?
So slow, like, I couldn't stand it. I don't know how I managed to get through it. Radhika Apte, wasn't it? Radhika... Am I saying her name right?
Radhika Apte.
Apte. She was good. Nawazuddin, he was alright, but the movie was kind of bad. I also watched Bypass.
Yeah, I was gonna watch that.
Ratakili here. Don't. I don't think you'd like it. It's too slow.
No, but I like slow. Crappy. I really loved Raman Raghav. That was slow.
Raman Raghav was like...
There wasn't much going on in there.
It was gripping as well, though.
But there was nothing going on.
The whole sister thing.
Yeah, but okay. Besides, like, what? 1, 2, 3...
Okay, fair enough. Scenes, fair enough.
There was just... Everything was slow, methodical...
But that had, like, two main characters.
Okay.
I mean, give it a watch. I wouldn't say don't give it a watch. I'd say worst movie ever, though.
Mm.
I also watched Bypass Road, which was Neil Nitin Mukesh, produced, acted, and written, I think, by all three. It was decent. Like, the movie was decent. It was another whodunit.
Okay.
And the end twist, I'm not going to tell you, but the end twist completely ruined it because there was no foreshadowing.
You can tell me the end twist once we're off the podcast.
I don't care about the listeners.
I don't plan on watching Bypass Road.
Okay, so actually no, I can't tell. Even if I tell you the ending, you won't understand why I don't like it. Yeah.
Okay. My turn to talk about what I watched.
Oh, okay.
I've watched Nawazuddin films.
Which one?
Moti Chur Chakna Chur.
Oh yeah.
I really liked it.
It's on Netflix.
Yes.
What's it about?
She wants to get married to someone abroad. She has like a Canada, America, whatever. Out of India thing. And he's come back from Dubai. And she rejects proposals all the time. And he's come back from Dubai and he's a next door neighbor.
Wow.
In the village or town that they live in. And it's about how she wants to get out of the thing. The country.
Okay.
So he's like quite a bit older than her. He's like getting late, early 40s, whatever.
Oh, okay.
And she's this thingy. What's her name? The one from Hero. Adya Shetty.
Oh.
I think his daughter. So I like her as an actress now after that film. She's good, man. She's good. It turns out that he doesn't have a job in Dubai.
He was lying.
Yeah, he got fired years ago.
I think I remember watching a trailer for this.
That's the film. Pretty good. Nice little family film.
What's it called? Family film?
No, it's not. Yeah, but you
is
could.
Is it PG?
Yeah, you could watch it with your family, 100%.
Okay.
Moti Chur Chakna Chur.
What does that mean?
Moti Chur is that thing that you make laddus out of. And Chakna Chur means like completely crush something. Uh-huh. I don't know what the together meaning is.
Okay.
Crush Laddu?
Have you watched anything else? Raman Raghav.
I watched Raman Raghav. I watched... What's it called? See, it's another Nawazuddin one. Is it called Smart Men? No, not Smart Men. Serious Men. It's called Serious Men on Netflix.
I've seen that around.
I like that. Really good film. Amazing okay. concept.
In like short sentence.
Okay, he has like a rule. You the first generation, you'll work, then you'll give second generation better chance, better future, and the third generation won't have to work. That's his ideology.
So does he eventually have grandkids in the film?
No. Oh. He's first gen. And it's all about how his kid, he pressures his kid into being this like this genius.
Oh. Okay.
So it's a hard hitting film, man. He's like he's poor and stuff, isn't it?
Oh.
He just wants a better future for his kid, but he doesn't realise how toxic
he's
going to be.
One of those realistic movies.
Yeah, he doesn't realise how fucked he's going to be for the kid.
No, why has it been in Netflix have like a...
good relationship.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on to the main part of this episode. We're going to do a quiz. I'll read out the questions. And we could select the answers together because I haven't done the quiz yet either.
You liar.
I haven't.
I don't believe you.
It's a BuzzFeed quiz, so...
This is the easiest quiz you'll ever take if you love... Yeah, I think we're going to get 100%, not going to lie.
You'll ever take if you love Bollywood movies.
Yeah, but...
By Sumida Burbilania, BuzzFeed stuff. Sorry for butchering your name.
Okay.
Question one. What is the name of Sholay's iconic villain? Kalia, Shakal... No, Shakal.
Shakal.
Gabur Singh Obulla. Before we answer... Kalia is from Kalia. Shakal is from
Kalia. Kalia is also from this.
Kalia is also... Shakal is also Kalia, right? He's a bald guy.
I can't remember.
And Bulla is...
But Kalia is also from this.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bulla is the best villain of the four.
Of, obviously. But the answer is obviously Gobber Singh.
Gobber Singh.
There's a picture...
Played by Amjad
there's
Khan.
A picture of Amjad Khan, not so flattering.
With a taweez around his neck?
Yeah, Gobber Singh. Correct. Who directed Dil Chahta Hai? Zoya Akhtar, Amir Khan, Farhan Akhtar, Rima Kagji, Farhan Akhtar.
Yes.
He must have been super young then, right?
Yes.
Which cities does Rani visit when she goes on a solo honeymoon in Queen? Have you watched Queen?
I haven't watched Queen and I think I'll still get this right.
I have watched it, but I didn't watch it properly.
Give me the options.
Paris and London.
London and New York, Paris and Amsterdam. It's one of the top two.
Oh, easy.
It's London and New York.
I'm going to say Paris and London.
So I think... I haven't watched the film. So mine's just pure guesswork.
But I also want to say Paris and Amsterdam.
No, but it's London.
Because the song's London to Mukra, isn't
it?
Yeah. I feel like...
Paris and London? I don't know. I've not watched
it. It's Paris and Amsterdam.
Oh, well done.
I knew it.
Answer the question. I've told you I've not watched the film. My guess means nothing.
No, we got it right. Don't worry.
Yeah,
in Om Shanti Om, what does Deepika Padukone's character Shanti Priya do? Singer, actress, journalist, or lawyer?
Shanti Priya is an actress.
They both are, aren't they?
The other one's not an actress. She's auditioning and stuff. She's not.
Actress. What is the name of the lead female character in Dilwale Dulhania Le Jayenge?
Farheen Khan.
Is it Senorita? Is it Simran, Sunita, or Pooja?
Simran, ja, beti ja, Simran.
Obviously. Which movie is this groundbreaking line from? Deja Mehu Maa Kidhar Hai. Here I feel you welcome Maine Pyar Kiya or Andaz Apna Apna.
Andaz Apna Apna.
What's the famous line from Hera Fury though? Famous line from Hera Fury.
I don't bloody know.
Huh? Andaz Apna
Paisa
Apna.
Double, Paisa Double.
Yeah. Famous line from Welcome. Control,
Control.
Dick,
control.
Maine Pyar Kiya. That's the Salman one, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no famous
Forget
lines.
That. Forget that.
Does Navna is also
him. Oh, hard one. In Kartik calling Kartik, who is actually calling Kartik? Have you watched Kartik calling Kartik?
No.
Me neither. Shonali, Dr. Kapadia, Kamut? Or Kartik?
Kartik.
Oh, you're right. Maybe the answer was in the title. Finish the quote from Diwar. Mere paas, baap hai, paisa hai, ma hai, naya iPhone hai.
Well, it could be Paisa or Ma.
No, it's Ma.
But it's Paisa or Ma.
But the, it's not.
It depends. It doesn't tell me in which context they're asking.
Yeah, but the Amitabh line is Mera Paas, Bangla hai, Mera Paas.
Gari hai, Paisa hai. It doesn't tell me anything.
Yeah, but...
Ma.
It's Ma.
Okay, I know it's Ma, but... Dumb question.
In 3Ds, what is Rancho's real name?
I know this one.
I'm not going to show you the options.
Phonsuk Wangru.
Rancho Das Shamal Das Chanchar. Jutur... Ramalingam, Virul, Sahasrabude, Phunsuk Wangru. In Chitde exclamation mark, India, how many minutes according to coach Shah Rukh Khan does the team have?
I've never watched this.
But she's minute.
I've never watched it.
But I haven't either, but do you not know the epic dialogue?
I've not watched it.
Okay, but the question is, what's Pachis in English?
25.
You know, Pachas?
Pachas?
I don't think it's Pachas.
It's 50. 30 is obviously Adha Ghanta.
Right, so look, options are 70, 69, 30 and 50. It's obviously not 69.
Why?
Because it's not.
70 would be Sat.
Pachas.
Sattar?
I think it's Pachas.
Pachas?
Or is it Tis? Pachas or Tis?
Beta? Beta? You have watched the movie.
Oh, 70. How do you say 70 in Hindi?
Sutter, something like that. Sutter.
In Jab We Met, what is the name of Geet's first love?
Anshuman.
Anshuman, Ayushman, Hermano, Akash.
Anshuman.
You are right. And finally.
Finally?
Which
movie? Done already?
Which movie is this still from? And it's a picture of Hrithik Roshan in a statue.
As makeup. A Greek god, which is where he's supposed to be.
Do you think this is where it started?
No, but Greek god stuff was there before, wasn't it? But I like the little nod to it by Yash Raj.
Is it Doom 2, Race, Bang Bang, or War?
He's not even in one of them.
He's not even in Doom 2.
Doom 2.
He is Doom 2. Correct, we got 12 out of 12.
12, yeah.
No, we got 10 out of 12. We got the Chuck D India one wrong and we got the Queen one wrong.
Yeah, we should shoot everybody for it.
Okay, so for our next part of the podcast, the second half, I'm going to read out some reviews to you. You might have noticed I've disconnected the screen.
Why have you done this to me, Zed?
So you can't see what the movie is.
I'm joking.
So if the listeners at home would let you guess along.
Oh, by the way, good luck. Last time it was underdone.
No, it wasn't. You just thought it was.
No, it was. It bloody was.
Okay.
Is there a certain actor where these reviews are based off now? Today?
No, it's just random.
Don't lie to me. Last time it was all Irish, man.
This user is called Bugarity.
Bugarity?
Yeah.
Bugarity?
Yeah. He reviewed it 4.5 stars and he says... I've never seen a non-Italian person love their mother this much. Bit of a hard one to start off with.
I've never seen a non-Italian person love their mother this much.
Yeah.
A non-Italian mother lover.
Yeah.
A film about a love for a mother.
Yeah.
Okay, are these reviews for like films from any time?
Yeah.
Are they recent?
I'll give you a clue. This one has Mithun in it.
Mithun loves his mother.
I mean, Mithun might be a side character or a main character, I don't know.
Agnibot.
Nope.
I'll give up.
Discord answer.
You being serious?
Yeah. Moving on.
Listen, I think this quiz...
Why did I include this?
I think this quiz is a bit unfair in the sense that... You don't give me films from every generation ever.
Okay, the rest are recent. Amin Mohammadi says, 3 stars, good movie.
Are you being bloody serious?
Yeah.
What the hell's going on? Oh, bloody hell, I don't know.
If it helps, he reviewed it.
Student of the year two.
No, it's Rade.
Useless.
He called it a good movie.
Shoot him.
Ivan Nagar.
Okay.
Gives it 2 stars and he says, Mumbai Saggy.
He says what?
Mumbai Saggy.
Mumbai Saggy, ain't it?
Yes, you're right. You got 1 out of 9.
1 out of...
Well, there's 9 altogether.
4.
There's going to be 9 altogether.
And I'm only going to get 1.
Okay, we'll try that.
You've picked these reviews.
Abdul Salman 007 says 5 stars and a heart. Perfect ED for fans. Muscle emoji, blast emoji, 100 emoji. Fist emoji, full stop. Film has its own grammar, obviously wrong. Overrated class.
Film has its own what?
Overrated class.
Overrated
class. I don't know what that means.
When did you review it?
May.
Rade.
Yeah. Keep watching Munnabai gives 1/2 star. And he says...
His name's Keep Watching One... Or her name is Keep Watching One. Yeah.
God planned this all. He sent the second wave of COVID to prevent us from watching it in cinemas and pay 350 rupees. Thank you, God.
Rade.
Yeah. He's smashing these. Irma Vep 1/2 star and says, let us never speak of this again.
Rade.
Yeah. You won't get that one, never mind.
Come on.
Randeep Huda, I mean, you'll get the thing, but you won't get what he's on about. Randeep Huda with Geralt of Rivia hairstyle in a single take action shot through smoke. Sweating tongue emoji, sweating tongue emoji, sweating tongue emoji, heart, heart, heart. Love heart face, love heart face, love heart face. Flower, flower, flower. 30 likes.
Ruddy. Yes. But who's got hair like who?
Geralt of Rivia, the Witcher.
Okay, the Witcher. I know who Geralt of Rivia is.
Brit Vishroy says half a star. When Scorsese exclaimed, cinema is dying, he was so wrong.
Ruddy.
Yes. Okay. Nikhil Dash, 2 stars, says, glorifying police brutality, sick emoji, endorsing Swash Bharat, or Swash?
Swash?
Yeah, Swash Bharat, sick emoji, sexualizing and objectifying actress name, sick emoji, cinematographer not knowing how to set ISO and shutter speed, sick emoji, editor throwing a P filter in post-production, sick emoji, police saying students and youth have power and they should use it to become effing snitches. Spectacle emoji. No. What's it called?
Glasses.
The one eyeglass. Eyeglass emoji. Confused emoji. Literally every time actor and actress speak
monocle.
Emoji. Yeah, monocle. Sick emoji.
Ready?
Yeah! Well, that's one of them!
Objectifying Divya, Disha.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't finish the movie, so. Yeah, I don't think we ever.
I'm glad.
That's about it for the reviews. You smashed that. That's the best you've ever got.
Oh, good.
I'm proud of you, Nadeem. It's your favourite movie, isn't it?
Favourite movie? My favourite movie to never watch.
We're watching it right after we finish this podcast.
Please.
Not okay, going anywhere. No, we are.
No,
I can't find the online link, but your brother has one.
No,
isn't
we're
going
to watch it now.
No, we're not.
We're
don't
it.
Do this to
we're
me. Thank you for listening to episode 10. And today I'd like to say a proper thank you to you guys because if you do listen to us, then. I mean, you had to sit through that whole Hrithik Roshan thing at the start. And I don't know who else would find that funny apart from us.
Me.
Apart from us, no one else would find that funny.
Yeah. And obviously, if you've been here for all 10 episodes, then we appreciate you the most.
Thanks.
Yeah, and if you've only just shown up, then please stay. And you're probably never going to know this, but if you came for like the first 3 or 4, and then you never came for the rest, and now you're back, Deri Maki.
Hey, come on. You're not allowed to say stuff like that.
I can.
No, you can't.
Of course I can. You said you don't give a shit about your followers before.
I didn't say that.
It's in this podcast.
I'll cut you out.
Okay, cut that out as well then.
No. Oh. I said I don't cut stuff out anymore, remember?
Okay, you're leaving your bit in then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the bit where you said you hate your followers. Or you don't care about them, sorry.
Yeah, I don't need to care about them because they're the only lives to care about.
Deri Maki.
Hrithik Roshan. I think he's still alive. He must have like...
He's crawling away to Harry's to see his brother.
That's a mega meta reference. We should do an episode on my Bollywood movie one day.
We should not.
We should read it out. Get as many people as we can and read it out for episode 100. That's what we'll do. Hopefully we get there.
When you say get as many people, what the hell does that mean?
As many voice actors. We've got us two. We've
multiple
got,
voices.
We've got friends. You can't do voices. You can just about...
I can't do voices.
Go on, do...
Yeah, choose that too.
Do a meetup.
I can't do his.
Okay, then you can't do voices.
Oh, yeah, because he's the lowest of the bar, innit?
Do Salman.
Eh?
Do Salman. You're not talking. You're just
sniffing. That was nice.
So everyone can do that.
That was a noise. There was audio there.
Speak then.
Eh?
Speak.
That's it. I'm done.
Edge, they can get. May we eat ka film. Rade. No, that's too.
Swag, sickeros.
That sounds like a person impersonating someone.
Which is your level. So it's
yeah. That's no one else can do that except for me.
Yeah, well, absolutely, Zid. Absolutely.
Swag, nigga, okay. Apamara. Or whatever he is.
Hum kehte hai sabko Eid Mubarak.
get your kick with you. No, he never says that. Do your
Akshay. Get your kick in a humility.
Do your Akshay.
Do my Akshay.
Yeah, Akshay's hard.
See, there's not that many lines. Like, I think of like, oh, Gander from...
What?
He calls thingy, you know, Raj Palyadov.
In what?
He calls him a Gand.
In Hirafiri.
No, in Mucha Shadi Karogi.
Oh, I don't remember.
The priesty dude.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
And then he's got quite a few lines in, like, for example, Hera Piri.
No, but there's lines, but there's talking, like, and that's different.
I know, but I can't do anything.
Can you do Sanjay? You can walk like Sanjay.
I can walk like Sanjay.
Can you talk like him?
No.
I think.
So Sanjay Goofy?
I was just going to say, the most my impressions go to, or always turn into, is Goofy. Goofy.
Thanks for being here, guys. No, we genuinely do mean that part. Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram at Bollywood O'Clock. Share.
To people.
Subscribe.
Subscribe, please. Yes.
We're not going to take a break for episode 11.
Maybe just grab a friend and just make him listen to an episode. Or just go around. Not force them. Like, get them to watch it with you or listen to it with you. Or. What to do, just be like, just give me your phone, and then you just follow us from their phone, and then give them the phone back, like, just move on with your life, you follow one more page now. It gives us a bit of publicity, and, you know, we appreciate it. Thank you very much, guys.
Yeah, and I was going to say something else as well. And if you have a friend that likes something, for example, we have a friend that likes anime, we can tell that friend, listen to this podcast, it's about anime. And
yeah.
Do that.
And also, obviously, if you are following us and stuff and you'd want us to make an episode on a certain thing,
tell us.
You can always tell us in the comments.
DMs are dry.
We'll make them, don't worry.
Yeah, you can message us.
We'll make anything.
You know, we're saying this, but will people even get this far into the episode? Yeah. I hope so.
Depends how much of my... that Ritik impersonation they can deal with. And then Teddy Maki as well.
Okay, bye guys. Bye Ritik Roshan.
Hey lad, Jadu.
Yeah, he's gone. He's lost. He's gone. Okay, bye. Bye Nadim. Bye. Bye everyone.
See you guys.